Well, good morning. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, and on this Friday to take a look at what's been happening in the markets and talk to you a little bit about our farm assets conference coming up. You know, I've been here all week long, been a bit worried about those numbers, the folks that might be coming to the assets conference. It's not surprising, frankly, about every 3 to 4 years. I just haven't had much experience with one that's scheduled for the Tuesday prior to Thanksgiving. The weather doesn't cooperate so well, meaning that we've had great weather and farmers have done exactly what they are supposed to do this year. In the past, we've talked to them from University of Illinois Extension about putting anhydrous ammonia, that nitrogen application fertilizer, on starting the third week of October. They started this week. That's because things have changed, and we understand that we need to not move that fertilizer into the system quite so early. It's much more stable the later in the year that you get, as long as soil temperatures come down. So it doesn't really matter about the time of the year, but more about soil temperatures, and that's put kind of a problem for me in place because they're in the field. So here's the deal. Farm Assets Conference is next week. If you're interested in coming, we're still taking our registrations. You can do that at willag.org, willag.org. A little rain coming later today. That may pull you out of the field just long enough to make maybe Tuesday look not as enticing, or maybe more enticing, depending on how much you get. The cost is $30. If you're a producer, a farmer, that will be reimbursed to you that day by the commodity associations. They'll be there. Also, we really would like you to register. I'll leave the registration open through about Monday noon or so, and walk-ins certainly are welcome, but do be there to pre-register. It gives us a whole lot better idea about the food that we'll need and the size of the room that we need. You know, last year we had about 345 in the room. We're about 200 this year, so we're doing fine. We're really okay at this point. And everything's all good, but I'd like to have more in the room if possible, mostly because I think it's really important. There's some information that will come from the university as it relates to nitrogen management and precision agriculture. We'll talk about agriculture as it relates to big data again. We'll go more in depth on how that's changing what happens on the farm. And we'll begin with the Farm Bill listening session. Brand new president. The president says that he wants to be involved in the discussions about Farm Bill and farm programming. That's much larger, by the way, than just what happens on the farm. It takes in the nutrition and health side as well. But farmers will be giving some of their information in terms of their opinions on that day, and that'll make a difference from the grassroots as to what is heard in Washington, D.C. Starts at about 10 o'clock in the morning. Doors open at 9:30 there in Normal at the Marriott Hotel and Conference Center. Let's turn our attention now to what's been happening in Chicago on this Friday. Bill Mayer is here. He's with Strategic Farm Marketing from right here in Champaign County, and he was with me last night, in fact, along with Kurt Kimmel and Wayne Nelson for Commodity Week. Bill, thanks for doing that show and for being here today.
Good morning, Todd. No problem. I think the ground temperatures are going to cool off, it sounds like, here over the next few days.
Well, they've been rolling, and you know, once those ground temperatures get in the 50s, yeah, it's fine. But they're going to cool off pretty sharply, I think, in the next few days. So we'll be watching that, and hopefully we'll have a few farmers that decide to come out of the field and come to the Farm Assets Conference. I think that's really important.
Yeah, it's always a good meeting, like the meetings, all the meetings you guys put on, and I'd encourage people to come.
Thank you so much. Hey, what's trade like in Chicago this morning?
Well, we've been kind of mixed here overnight, but right now we're on December corn, we're at 344 3/4. That's up 2 3/4. March is at 352 1/2, up 2 3/4. The January beans are up 2 1/2 now, 992, and the March beans are up 2 1/4 at 10.01, actually, right now, up 2 1/2. Wheat is up 5 1/4, 408 1/4. So we've had kind of a firming here as we've come into the 9 o'clock period.
What do we think about Thanksgiving and Christmas? Sometimes we say if the bears have one, the bulls will have the other. We talked about this on Commodity Week last night. That'll air this afternoon during the 2 o'clock hour for the closing market report Commodity Week on Friday. What do we think might be happening this year as it turns to the seasonals?
Well, I just looked at some stuff there this morning, Todd, and if you look at some of the indicators, I mean, we're kind of down on the neutral area, but kind of towards the oversold, so we really aren't seeing anything. I mean, it kind of continues to look like a sideways trade, but historically, Thanksgiving week does have some volatility, and I guess that's what I'd bet on. I think we could see a little bit of action next week as we do get through some of this period where the farmers get to where they have to make a store sell decision in a lot of the northern areas, northern part of the belt, and we see some of the cash movement slow down, especially.
So volatility to the downside, in your opinion?
Well, I think it could be very choppy. Actually, I think we could see some days up and as well as down. But I think we on corn we've pretty much seen our 235 area or so. I'm sorry, 335 or so on December corn is some pretty good support there. We're about 10 cents off that now, and the soybeans, they've kind of got their range there trading. So I'd see us probably staying in the range, but maybe being a little bit more choppy than what we've been.
Expectations for the rest of the day today?
Well, I would expect that we're going to go through the day here and close probably a little bit higher as we come into the weekend. Not a lot of reason for that, but we're higher for the week here. We're up about 3.5 for the week on corn right now and about 9 for the week on beans. Of course, that was we switched months there from November to January on the weekly chart there. So this acreage report that came out from Informa yesterday, I think that's kind of people have digested a little bit. And as we see the numbers and put them together, I mean, if you take those acres and look at this year's yield, you come up with almost exactly our usage number this year on corn. So basically, we'd have to have a good crop as good as this year to match our usage next year if we had those kind of corn acre numbers. So there's still a lot of things to be decided as we move towards the first of the year.
Hey, Bill, thanks so much. We appreciate you being with us today.
Thank you, Todd.
That's Bill Maher. He's with Strategic Farm Marketing right here in Champaign County. Joins us on the opening market report for this Friday morning. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Come back this afternoon during the 2 o'clock hour. Bill will be there in that second half hour as part of Commodity Week. Kurt Kimmel, along with Wayne Nelson and I, recorded yesterday afternoon, already up on the website at WILLAG.org. While you're there, pick up your tickets for the Farm Assets Conference, too. That's next Tuesday in Normal, Illinois, at the Marriott Conference Center. And we do hope that you come to that event on that day. So looking forward to having you there, and I'll be back this afternoon during the 2 o'clock hour. Brian.
All right, Todd, thanks a lot for being here this morning for the opening market report on AM 580. Let's take a quick glance at current conditions here in the WIOL listening area. We're at 64 degrees right now in Urbana. The relative humidity up to 70%, barometric pressure 29.84 inches and steady. And temperatures right around the 60-degree mark in most locales right now. Seeing some cloud cover, 58 degrees in Monticello, 59 with mostly sunny skies in Decatur, 59 degrees also in Sullivan and Gibson City, up to 60 in Clinton, 61 in Charleston, Mattoon, and Tuscola, and Danville, sunshine and 63 degrees. In that forecast today, increasing clouds, breezy conditions, showers and thunderstorms moving in this afternoon with a high of 68 degrees. South winds gusting up to 35 miles per hour. Much colder tonight, breezy, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers this evening, low 34. Breezy tomorrow, turning colder. Decreasing clouds with a chance of snow flurries in the morning and a high of 43 degrees. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, the low 23. Sunny and 41 for the day on Sunday. Looks like next chance of rain after this system is moving in on Tuesday. Stay tuned. 2 hours of On Point coming up next here on AM 580. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 64 degrees at 9 o'clock.